You're going to be hearing a lot of stuff from me that formerly I had to be guarded about talking about, and I'm really happy and excited about that. This is not meant as disrespect to my colleagues, but I do feel like there are a lot of failings of our healthcare system that many of you unfortunately have come in contact with, and those failings need to be fixed. And if we don't talk about them and we don't expose them, they're not going to be fixed.
Giving birth is one of the most significant events of your life. Sadly, the joy that you should feel can often be replaced with anxiety and helplessness instead. As a labor and delivery nurse, I'm revealing insider information to educate you, reassure you, and decrease your fear. In this podcast, you'll hear empowering birth stories and experts weigh in on a range of topics. Being Jewish also has me exploring Judaism's influence on the reproductive experience. However, I speak to anyone wishing to navigate their journey with more joy and confidence. I'm your host, Chani Fingerer, and you're listening to the Happy Birthway Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to episode 75 of the Happy Birthway Podcast. Or shall I say, welcome back to me again. Before I start, I want to just mention the horrible atrocities that happened in Israel on October 7th. And this is mainly the reason why I have not been back. I've not been able to think about really much else besides for adjusting to my new job and to life in Florida. And I just have not been able to bring myself back to the mic here, which is not a great thing. Maybe it was okay for a week or two, and I think that it's time to continue putting out birth content and helping everyone that I can help, because life continues. Life goes and life comes into the world too. And of course, as we know, bringing life into the world is our revenge for all of our enemies that wish to obliterate us as Jews. And in general, I just have had a really hard time being on Instagram, on social media, because of like this sheer negativity and just seeing, you know, that people are anti-Semitic behind closed doors. But just seeing the blatant open anti-Semitism splashed across social media in every direction you look at is just stomach churning. And the twisting of facts and the erasure of our history as Jews has just been very hard for me. So I'm sorry that I haven't come back yet, but a series of events happened. Firstly, my husband basically really encouraging me very strongly to get back to this. That was great, and I did want to take out this mic, and every week I felt like I was closer and closer to taking out my mic again. But besides for that, I ran into someone very special to my heart. Her name is Kathy Heller. She has a podcast, and you can look her up. Just put her name in, Kathy Heller. It is a huge podcast, and she is, besides for a business coach, many other things, just an incredible motivator. And I ran into her yesterday. I took my kids skating, ice skating, and I saw her sitting on the bench. And it's crazy because I became very emotional, because she was somebody whose podcast I listened to and had tremendous respect for a really long, long time. And I still continue to listen to her podcast. And her podcast used to be mainly focused on business, but it's not. It's just about everything. She's actually, Kathy is Jewish and from, and she has a very interesting and rich history of getting back to her roots. And I highly recommend you go listen to her podcast. But I bumped into her yesterday and I talked to her for a long time. And she told me a little bit about her own births. And it was just like surreal. I keep thinking back, wow, she's the celebrity. Like, I don't know. She's got millions of downloads. I don't know, 7 million, 8 million downloads, maybe more now, which is humongous. And she's just a very humble person. Anyway, she said that she would come onto my podcast and tell her birth story. That's going to be huge when that happens. And I hope it'll happen sooner rather than later, because I really hope, I really, really hope to get back to this regularly. So I just took that as a sign yesterday from Hashem, an additional sign that it's really, really time for me to get back to here. So here I am, but I'm coming here very differently. This is a new chapter for me. And the reason why is very interesting. As you heard in the last episode, I am no longer actively working as a labor and delivery nurse in the hospital at the current moment. And although I'm enjoying my new job very much, it's very stimulating, it's very interesting in an entirely different way, I feel like a part of me has been ripped out. I really do. I am just, you know, I see videos and birth content on social media, and it just makes me feel like I just want to go back so much. But at the same time, I'm really so happy in the place that I'm in now. But I realized something that has been a seed planted in my mind for a while, and now it's really coming to fruition. When I used to work in the hospital in labor and delivery, I had to monitor what I was saying very closely, because even if I gave something that I felt was maybe gentle criticism, it can be misconstrued very easily by an employer and, you know, just taken too personally. And so I had somewhat of a limitation in what I'm able to say, I was able to say, because my job can be at jeopardy if I'm not careful. But at this time, I do have a certain level of greater freedom to talk about the healthcare system at large and the gross failings of our healthcare system. And also, I feel like I can talk more about the mistreatment of healthcare workers and just so many flaws in our healthcare system. And so I think that that's going to be a huge advantage, because it's kind of going to be Chani unleashed, you know? You're going to be hearing a lot of stuff from me that formerly I had to be guarded about talking about, and I'm really happy and excited about that. This is not meant as disrespect to my colleagues, but I do feel like there are a lot of failings of our healthcare system that many of you unfortunately have come in contact with, and those failings need to be fixed. And if we don't talk about them and we don't expose them, they're not going to be fixed. And so this is a new chapter for me, and I'm excited to take this small blessing that I do have now and this greater liberty to really talk about the failings that formerly I felt too scared to say, because my job can be at jeopardy because of that. And again, that's not to say that my former employers were mean or bad or vengeful, because that's absolutely not the case. But things can be misconstrued, and I did have to be extra cautious. So it's exciting for me. It's an exciting new chapter. I'm also really strongly considering expanding the content of this podcast to not just include birth, but to provide health education in a broader sense, maybe for people to tell their stories that they've had medical sagas of, people to tell their stories of how they advocated in a healthcare setting in the hospital or with different healthcare providers. I think so many people have so many important stories to tell, and so many of us have so many things to learn from that, especially sometimes if you go back to a bunch of episodes toward the beginning, I talk about my daughter who has chronic kidney disease and who had surgery, and I told her story, and I had so many people reaching out to me thanking me for talking about this because they were having similar issues that they were seeing with their child. And firstly, they wanted someone to commiserate with, and secondly, they were scared, bewildered, unsure of whether their child was receiving the right care. And I think there are so many areas in healthcare and medicine that people can learn about. So that's just another little seed that's planted in my head. Now that I'm working for a pharmaceutical company in the patient services department, my own health education capacity is being expanded because I do educate patients on their health conditions, and I am and have always been an educator at heart. And so this is a seed that's planted inside of me. The real episode that you're going to be interested in is the following episode, episode 75, and I'm releasing that at the same time that I'm releasing this episode. But I just felt like I needed to make this one separate to talk about this new chapter ahead for the Happy Birthway podcast. And I want to say because Eretz Yisrael is constantly in all of our minds, my heart gets so heavy when I talk about it, just thinking about everything. If anyone has any charities, that any organizations that they are collecting money for or want to bring more awareness to, please reach out to me by email, Chani@yoledetacademy.com, because I want to share those here with our audience publicly for free, because I feel like there's so little that I can do, and this is just maybe one tiny little thing that I can do to help the horrible situation that's going on. It's very hard. It feels so incongruous for me to just sit here recording a podcast at my desk, on my mic, with my MacBook, while there are soldiers fighting, these little kids, these little 18-year-old boys, and just thinking about how I have a daughter that's close to that age, and then just thinking about their parents and their families and how scared they must be, and just thinking about the unimaginable grief of all of the parents and friends and family of all of the Karbanos that were so brutally killed on October 7th. And thinking about all of the family and friends of the hostages that are still right now in captivity, it feels so incongruous that I'm just sitting here recording, and this is really what was preventing me from getting on here and just, you know, talking about a topic other than what's happening right now for our nation. But as I said in the beginning of this podcast, life still comes into the world, and it's a privilege for me to be able to hopefully help you bring that life into this world in the happiest way possible.
Thanks for tuning into the Happy Birthway podcast. Head over to Yoledet Academy on Instagram to continue the conversation. You'll find the link in the episode show notes, as well as links to any additional resources, products, and services mentioned here. If you love listening to this show, you can help it grow by sharing it with your friends and rating and reviewing it. To stay in the loop when new episodes are released, make sure to subscribe. Remember that your health needs are unique and require individualized medical advice. The podcast is not a replacement, and some of the information may not be appropriate for your specific circumstances. My mission is to educate you so that you can confidently collaborate with your healthcare team. I believe that a healthy mom and healthy baby are simply not enough. We also need a happy mom with an empowering birth experience.